kinds of plows that you remember?
Well, yeah, there are little tillers, and then there are heavy plows. A heavy plow gets deep into the ground. Depends on what you're planting, I suppose, how deep you want to go into the ground.
Okay. Do you need to answer that?
No. If it's important, I'll come back.
Oh, well, I can just turn off the tape recorder.
Okay. When Pam said...
Just remember the DAR and the colonial days. Really nice.
I bet she was interesting to talk.
She was. She couldn't answer any of the questions, but she told me a lot about Nashville, yeah. Which was almost just as good. Yeah. Okay. What are some different kinds of plows? That's what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. A tiller is something like if you just wanted to turn a small garden, you would use a tiller.
Okay. Do you have one here? Do you have a garden here?
No.
Okay. Do you know any big kinds of plows?
Well, they're road plows, you know, like if they're going to do a road or scrape a road, mm-hmm. They call them road plows. But other than that, I don't know anything, you know, about any other plow.
Do you know the name for the other thing that you use after a plow that breaks up the ground very, very fine? Have you heard of a harrow?
Yeah, I can see it. I didn't know the name. I didn't know what it was called, but yes, I have heard of a harrow.
How about a spring tooth
hair? Yeah, I've never heard of a spring tooth hair.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a gee whiz? Really, that's a gun.
No.
Okay, I just had to make sure. All right, what do you call the long thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Frame.
Okay, well, it's also a car. You have two of these.
Frame.
How about axle?
Oh, yeah, front and rear.
Okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it?
Chopping block.
All right, well, how about this one? There are two different kinds. The other kind that you've probably seen is an A-shaped frame. And if you have two of them and you lay a board across it,
yeah,
it's called picnic
horses.
Table. Horses?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I've heard them called. And what about the one shaped like an X? Or do you not know?
I don't really know.
Okay. You would groom your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Mm-hmm. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
Oh, my daddy has one of those. Mm-hmm. I can see. It's a strap of some sort, but it has a name. Razor strap? That's what he calls it. Yes. Because it's different on each side. It's smooth on one side and sort of rough on the other.
Oh, it is? And you do it on the rough side first and then the smooth one?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. I've seen him sharpen his straight-edge razor with that.
Okay. What do you call the thing you put in a revolver, if you know anything about guns?
Barrel?
Okay. It's like, you had to say, well, they weren't using live ammunition. They were just just firing blank.
Bullets?
It's like a bullet. Here, I'll show it to you.
Oh, yeah. Cartridge.
Okay. What do you call a plank of wood that's anchored in the middle and goes up and down for children?
Seesaw.
All right, and if you saw some children doing that, you'd say they are?
Seesawing.
Okay. Did you ever see... This is like a homemade playground toy. It's a long board. It's anchored at both ends, but the middle's kind of limber so you can jump up and down on it.
Hmm.
Have you ever heard of a joggling board?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you may never have seen one of these. Out in the country, I think mostly. All right, and one more. There's one more like that. Again, it's a plank of wood. Anchored in the middle, but it spins around like a merry-go-round.